This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. CPN UML Standing Committee meeting at 4 p.m. today in Prime Minister's residence at Balwatar. 15 corona-related deaths reported across the country and Western powers voice outrage as Belarus accused of hijacking plane. Now the news in detail. The CPN UML has called a meeting of its standing committee for 4 p.m. today at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. The UML party secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang said the meeting will hold discussions on the upcoming budget, the clarifications sought by the party and the Sudhir Paschim province government. He said clarification would also be sought from the parliamentarians of the party signing in the writ filed on behalf of the opposition coalition at the Supreme Court, staking claim for the government. The standing committee meeting held on 22nd of May had asked for clarification from 11 party leaders, including Madhav Kumar Nepal, Jalnath Khanal, among others. 15 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke, Kanchanpur, Bhojpur, Parsa and Oholdunga district. 5 people have died of coronavirus infection in Banke district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Banke's corona focal person, Tej Oli said 3 people died at Veri Hospital and 2 people died in Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur. Likewise, 3 people died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur district. Information officer of Mahakali Hospital, Narad Prasad Bhatta, said a 35-year-old man of Bhimdatta Municipality 5, a 65-year-old woman of Bhimdatta Municipality 11, and a 87-year-old man of Bajang district died of coronavirus infection. Similarly, a 58-year-old woman of Siddhicharan Municipality 11 died of coronavirus infection in Okholunga district. Likewise, 5 people died of coronavirus infection in Parsa district. Likewise, a former lawmaker Narendra Basnet has died from COVID-19 in Bhojpur district. According to his family source, he died at Dharan-based BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences this morning. Basnet won the parliamentary elections from Bhojpur constituency, won in 2048 Vikram Sambat from the CPN UML. He served as chairperson of Sarananda Sitaram Guthi and principal of Arun Secondary School in Bhojpur. An armed police force APF personnel and 8 Indian traders were wounded in a scuffle occurred last night along the Nepal-India border in Matihani Municipality 8 of Mohatari. Situation turned tense when Indians demolished and removed a makeshift post and helped decks set up for coronavirus test along number 2 border in Matihani. According to border outpost Matihani's police inspector Balaram Gautam, a group of 50 to 60 Indians under alcoholic influence had pelted stones at security personnel deputed in border number 2 at around 8 p.m. last night. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Western countries have expressed outrage at the forced diversion of a plane carrying a Belarusian activist on an internal EU flight on Sunday. EU leaders are due to discuss a response to what the Union's executive called hijacking and the US State Department said was a shocking act. Belarus forced the plane, which was bound for Ludhiana, to land in Minsk, claiming a bomb threat to the aircraft. State media and Belarus State President Alexander Lukashenko had personally given the order for the move. 14 people have been killed and another child is seriously injured after a cable car fell on a mountain near Lake Maggiore in northern Italy on Sunday. The accident happened on a service transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up the nearby Motaron mountain. Israel's foreign minister says 5 Israeli nationals were among the dead. Most of the victims died at the crash site, with the death toll steadily rising on Sunday afternoon as the wreckage was searched. Mayor of Stresa said the cause of the incident remains unclear. The number of deaths linked to COVID-19 in India has moved past the 300,000 mark as the country continues to grapple with the pandemic. Experts warn that the real number of fatalities might be much higher as many deaths are not officially recorded. India has recorded 26 million cases, second only to the US, and is now the epicenter of the global pandemic. The country is also only the third in the world to record more than 300,000 deaths, behind US and Brazil. Nearly half of India's virus deaths occurred in the last 3 months. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPN UML Standing Committee meeting at 4 p.m. today in Prime Minister's residence at Balwatar. 15 corona-related deaths reported across the country and Western powers voice outrage as Belarus accused of hijacking plane. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.